In summary, rear inflow jets develop underneath a large anvil canopy as a mid-level low forms in response to upper-level warming within the anvil. The more cape that gets pumped into the anvil, the stronger the mid-level low becomes. Two types of RIJs have been documented. The first is the descending RIJ, which typically evolves as the cold pool forcing exceeds that of the buoyant anvil. The descent of the RIJ enhances the forward motion of the cold pool, forcing an increased tilt to the convective updrafts along the leading edge. The second is the non-descending RIJ, which forms in an environment of increasing vertical wind shear. The anvil is typically more buoyant due to stronger updrafts. The RIJ forcing is balanced between the cold pool and anvil. Non-descending RIJs help to restrain the advance of the cold pool relative to the motion of the system as a whole, and a deeper outflow boundary is the result. Squall lines associated with non-descending RIJs typically survive for longer periods.